It is time now for Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. We're sitting down with Drew Kitchens with us here today. Drew, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your position or maybe positions for the Mitchell Colonel football team this year.
I play running back and linebacker.
All right. Other activities, sports, clubs, school activities maybe you're involved in?
I play baseball and I also play hockey. So.
Okay. Any other clubs you're in through the school?
No, not really.
Okay. Any hobbies, maybe talents that you may have?
Not really. I mean, I play a mean game of Fortnite, but that's about it.
That's about it. No singing, dancing, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Describe yourself with three words.
Hardworking. I don't even know, really.
Maybe loyal. Dedicated.
Dedicated, for sure.
See, there you go. There's some qualities in there. You just got to know about it. So there you go. When you were a little kid, growing up, you pretended to be, or what were you really into growing up?
As a little kid, I was always pretending to be my dad. He was like my role model. I always followed what he did. He always played baseball really good, and that's always just inspired me. So
that's pretty cool. There you go. If you could spend 3 hours doing anything, maybe except playing sports, what would that be?
I'd probably say working out would probably be one of my things that I would do, or just like relaxing on a beach somewhere.
Do you have a nickname that maybe your teammates call you, your family calls you?
My teammates just call me Kitchy, but my mom calls me D for my first name.
D?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nothing else like Sweet Feet or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Something always maybe freaks you out a little bit before we get into the next question. What freaks you out at all?
Well, one thing that freaks me out is being trapped in the elevator with my whole baseball team. That was pretty scary.
You did that. Yep. You got trapped in that. Okay, where was that at?
That was in Sturgis. Huh. That was pretty scary.
In the hotel? Or?
Yeah, in the hotel after a game. We were just going up to shower and before we ate, and we all decided to get on one elevator, and probably not the best choice, but...
Was this one of the deals you guys had to be, like, emergency evacuated out of this thing, or...?
No, but...
Okay.
I was kind of panicking in that, but...
Tight spaces.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite part about being a Mitchell Colonel?
Just, like, the family part of it. Like, everyone from previous years and, like, prior. Like, it's just, like, whole family aspect, and you're always going to have that, so...
What's one team you get excited for or get up for to play each and every year?
Probably post-18 baseball. That's probably my favorite thing that I'll always be ready to play. So
how about football wise?
Probably just the Super Bowl. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Local. I mean, when the Colonels play somebody, I mean, you're talking like Huron, Harrisburg, Yankton. I mean, what, or do you get up for everybody? It doesn't matter who you're playing.
I'll probably say Harrisburg for sure. So
they've been really good battles the last 2, 3, 4 years on that deal. So they're a pretty good team. Do you have a job in high school, or can you have a job during high school?
I do, but it's during the summer. I coach little kids park and rec baseball.
But nothing during the school year?
No.
All right. You too busy?
Yeah, too busy.
Okay. All right. What's your future plans? You being a senior, what's your future plans or goals after high school?
I just want to go play baseball somewhere. I haven't really decided where yet or what I want to do. So,
you're a part of the team a couple of years ago. I know maybe it might have been a small role. We won the state football championship. Does that have that same feel this year as it was a couple of years ago?
Kind of. We're all just putting in the work right now, and kind of feels about the same, so hopefully we'll...
Same outcome.
Yeah,
there you go. Do you have big shoes to fill? I know people say, hey, we don't have a Spencer Nagelbauer back there, but we got a Drew Kitchens back there.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, we got a decent line and a good quarterback, and Carson's pretty good and good wide receivers, so we're pretty ready, I'd say.
And I think it's different, this talking to some of the guys and coaches. This is going to be more of a balance, kind of more than just... pound it to you 30 times, or back then Spencer 30 times. It's going to be a little different offense we're looking at.
Yeah, it will be. We'll spread the field out and what we do. So they'll open up the passing or running game, whatever concept is that week. So
let's do a little rapid fire. We're talking with Drew Kitchens here on Meet the Senior Colonels. Drew, what's your favorite movie or book?
Movie or book? I would have to say Ready Player One is my favorite movie.
So. Okay. All right. Favorite late night or after game snack or food you just got to have?
A Kit Kat for sure. That's my go-to.
Really? All right. Are you one of the guys too that go to Marlins and kind of soak up some stuff afterwards?
Yeah, we go to Marlins after the game and just soak up a good meal there. So.
All right. Favorite professional athlete?
Jose Altuve is my favorite athlete.
Really? You know? Kind of similar to him, right?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Second base, all right. Hardest worker on the Mitchell Colonel football team?
I'd have to say either Mitch Schlottweiler or Carson Max.
So. All right. Who is the most humorous or funniest on this team?
Sliva. Zachary Sliva is probably the funniest.
Really? So. Okay. That's the first time we've heard him being mentioned. Who's the loudest?
Mitch. Mitch Schlottweiler is the loudest for sure.
Quietest?
Probably Landon Halls or Parker Rodin.
Okay. And the most serious that just focused on this team?
Carson, for sure. He's always on it. So.
Who is the cheerleader? Who's the one that gets you up going? Out of the locker room, maybe in a huddle, something's not going right, get you back focused again. Who is that one person to get everybody going?
I would say that's Carson right there for us. He's been doing that through all the sports we've been in. So,
are you a loud leader or are you just lead by example?
Oh, I would say probably lead by example is one of the things.
You're not a rah-rah in your face, you know, get going type of guy?
Sometimes I can be, but besides that, no, not really.
All right. Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck. Should be a fun season. Good luck to you. Stay healthy and best luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
That's Drew Kitchens. It's Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.